This is an executive summary of private and non-traded rights on the 721 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, owns a portfolio of income-producing property and is required to pay out almost all of its taxable income to shareholders. You get real estate income and diversification without buying or managing buildings yourself. But not all REITs are alike. The choice between a publicly traded, non-traded, or truly private REIT changes everything about your liquidity, your pricing, your fees, and your taxes. This guide focuses on the private and non-traded end of the spectrum, the institutional, advisor-sold vehicles like NAV REITs, and on how they connect to the rest of the deferral toolkit through the 721 exchange. If you've read our DST and 721 guides, this completes the picture of where a DST can ultimately land. A REIT is a company that owns, or finances, income-producing real estate and elects special tax treatment. As long as it meets the rules, it pays no corporate-level tax and instead passes income through to shareholders as distributions. Most REITs are equity REITs that own property, apartments, industrial, data centers, retail, mortgage REITs hold real estate debt instead. The appeal is simple: professionally managed, diversified real estate income in a single security, with no tenants or toilets. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.